Good evening. Welcome. It's beginning to feel like Sunday night service again, isn't it? And so good to see you all coming back tonight. And thank you for those who are tuning in by way of Facebook. Of course, we all know that's been the mainstream for the past year. And so hard to believe it's been a year. And we're slowly switching gears. And just excited to be here tonight. And looking forward to what the Lord might have for us tonight. And I want to mention some of the same requests as we mentioned this morning. We called Brother Jim Daly. I was telling Brother Ceylon just a moment ago. We called him on the way to church and had a word of prayer with him. And so he goes in the morning around 9 o'clock for his procedure. Again, I just really urge you to join us in prayer tonight. And then in the morning, to pray for him. He's going to be under anesthesia for 4 to 6 hours. And this is, in fact, he told me, he said, you know, the procedure isn't really... The primary goal of the procedure isn't really to make you breathe better. It's actually to kill cancer cells, but a byproduct of that is breathing better. So I praise the Lord for doctors and how they can look at things at different angles like that to really help us. And so I know Brother Jim's watching. He says he was. And so we love you and Miss Dawn. We're praying for you, brother. So remember this in the morning. Let's continue to remember Brother Leonard Palmer tomorrow morning as he goes. I believe it's to the lung doctor. And so let's pray for him. And then on Friday, let's remember Brother Jeff's sister Sharon Hodges' son-in-law Chris as he's going and for the brain surgery to remove that tumor. Is that Piedmont? Is that what? Okay. Piedmont, of course, all the hospitals, they still have all the, you know, conditions and all as far as visits. So, but he will be at Piedmont, and let's just pray for his protection and God's guiding hand upon the doctors. And Rusty and Chris Watkins, has anybody heard from Brother Rusty if he's still in the hospital or not? Still in the hospital, and hopefully come home tomorrow. But let's pray for them both, and then Randy and Janet Bailey with him and his cancer and COVID and all the rest of it. So let's pray tonight concerning these, but then there's many others, as we already know. And the good thing, one of the good things about prayer, in my estimation, is that... you know, we may have a lot of things on our heart, a lot of burdens and concerns, and it's okay if we miss to call one out, you know, before the Lord, because he knows about it already. And so what a blessing that is. And so let's pray tonight, ask God to be with these, and then Brother David will have something for us, and then we'll bring the message. Father, we come in Jesus' name tonight. We're thankful. We're grateful, we're humbled, we're honored to be able to come back again twice in one day to serve you, Lord, and try to be a blessing to your people. I'm just so thankful for the smiling faces we see tonight, the good fellowship. Lord, we will continue to be safe and careful and all of that. We're not doing away with all the precautions, but it's such a good feeling to see things coming back together little by little. Tonight we lift up these requests, Lord, from the very first one we mentioned all the way to the last, everyone else on the prayer list, but do be with Brother Daly in the morning, Lord, in a very, very special way. Leonard as well, at his appointment, and all the rest of them, Chris on Friday. We just commit them to your care, and we pray for God's best. We love you. We praise you. Meet with us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. you abide in that department.
I think they're going to get there.
appreciate that, Brother David. And Romans chapter number 12 tonight for a few minutes. Romans 12. And we do have a tendency of repeating things often over time. And I guess that's probably what we should be doing with God's Word, is just repeating things until we get it. It's the best way of learning, is by repetition. And so Romans chapter number 12, Lord has just showed me a little bit more out of verse 12, Romans 12, 12. And I just want to try to be a blessing and share some things with you tonight that I think is needful for the time in which we live. So much uncertainty politically in our world we're living in, and just all kinds of suffering, as we mentioned, and on the prayer list, everybody that is either having a surgery, who's been to the cemetery, going to the doctor, just all kinds, financial setbacks, just all kinds of heaviness, different situations. But tonight, I want to look in verse number 12 of Romans 12, and I want to preach for a few moments on this subject, things we should never forget. Just a simple sermon tonight, things we should never forget. Notice in verse number 12, if you would, Romans 12, 12, Paul says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Just that one verse tonight. Three things that we should never forget, and in the midst of it all. And I hope it'll be a help and a blessing to you tonight. Now, there are several things we could mention out of this chapter. In fact, Romans 12 is one of my favorite chapters in the book of Romans. But Paul does mention several things to do about middle ways through this chapter, on into the conclusion of this chapter. But he says in verse number 12 once again, he says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Number one tonight, we should never forget where we're going. Where we're going. Let us always remember, in the midst of everything that's taken place, all of your cares, all of your concerns, everything in my life, your life, it's easy to get, as the saying goes, so far in the woods you can't see the forest. But let us always remember, not get so embedded in our problems and so matted down in this world that one day we're leaving this world. Paul says, rejoicing in hope. That word rejoicing there, it means cheer, or it means gladness. It means cheer and gladness. And then we see, of course, the word hope is not a hope-so word. This is not a hope the Braves make it to the World Series this year and win. That's a loose hope, but we're still doing the tomahawk chop. This is a confident hope. It's a confident expectation. It's something that God gives the believer that they know. Paul says in Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for good. There's just some things that we know as a believer that the Holy Spirit deposits within our hearts and our minds at the new birth. And tonight, it's not, I hope one day I'll go to heaven. I know I'm going to heaven. It's a confident expectation. And so as we see that living in this world with all its troubles and trials and cares, let us always remember where we're going. But we're to cheer up, we're to be glad because of this confident expectation. He says, rejoicing in hope. He says, cheer up, Christian soldier, because there is a confident expectation within you. Now, we're here in Romans chapter 12. Flip back, if you would, to Romans 5. And notice something with me here. Romans 5 and verse number 1. He says in Romans 5 and verse number 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen to verse number 2. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And so we have a sister verse here, or we have two separate verses we can read in harmony together, because it's talking about the same thing. The blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. The very fact that when we leave this earth, whether it's by the grave or by the rapture of the church, Him coming for us, we know we're going to be there with Him. And so therefore tonight we ought to never forget that one day everything will be just fine. One day there will be a place we will reside in where there's no pain, there's no troubles, no cares, no concerns. It's kind of hard to really picture that, actually being in a place where you cannot even muster up the ability to worry. That's hard for me to fathom. But the truth of the matter is, tonight, one day we will be there. If you know Jesus, those watching, if you know Jesus as your personal Savior, one day you will be there, not here. And I'm looking forward to that day, aren't you? Looking forward to the day where we won't have to deal with this old world. We'll drop this robe of flesh if we go by the way of the rapture, and we will be with the Lord. Back in Romans chapter number 12, we see, number one, we are to remember where we're going. He says, rejoicing in hope. He says to cheer up or be glad with this confident expectation you have. But there's a second thing tonight that we're to remember. Not only we're to remember where we're going, but number two, we're to remain when things get difficult. Remember where we're going, but something else to remember is to remain when things get difficult. Look what he says. He says, patient in tribulation. What's one of the first things we want to do when things get tough, things get hard? We want to leave, don't we? We want to look for that exit sign at the door. And we want to dart through that door, and we want to leave our current situation. But he tells us here that we're to be patient during these trying times. And patient, the word patient, and that phrase patient in tribulation, means to remain. It means to persevere. It means to persevere and to remain in place. It's kind of like a vice in a workshop. You know, the vice that, I guess Brother David in the back, he could probably give greater detail than I can. But I remember growing up that my grandpa had this vice he clamped on the end of his work table, and had a spinning rod on one side, and he would put the wood in there to hold it steady or whatnot he's working on. And he'd put it, it'd get close, and then he would just turn it. To it was really in there, you know, really snug, not going anywhere. Sometimes that's how our tribulations are. That's how our life is at times. Like we preached this morning, there are very troublesome and trying times when we want to leave those times of uneasiness. It's almost like being in a vice where the pressure is getting more hard and more difficult each and every day. But Paul says, in the midst of all of that, in the midst of all of the bad reports and all of the sicknesses and different things that may have been going on in their day and definitely our day, Paul says, just remain patient in tribulation. Paul says to remain in that vice. He says to persevere in affliction. And so how are we to do that? Number one, by remembering where we're going. Whenever we're in a very troublesome situation and we want to leave, we want to find the exit sign, one way to help with that by staying in place and being patient is just remember where we're going. To rejoice in hope, but be patient in tribulation. And so we're to do this. We can be patient in tribulation by remembering where we're going, but we can be patient in tribulation by remembering what God may be doing. Whenever we find ourselves in a tight spot, sometimes, if we're not careful, we'll give the devil too much credit, won't we? Oh, I can't believe what the devil's doing in my life. And listen, he does work. And he has his entourage and his foot soldiers and all of that. He does work and he does do things. But I'm not sure the devil is always at the front end of what's going on in our lives. Sometimes we jump the gun and give the devil too much credit. Romans 8:28 says this, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." You see, what may be going on in your life, it just might be the Lord trying to move the pieces together. In doing so, there's a little bit of pain. There's a little bit of aggravation. There's a little bit of discomfort. But I think the end result will be very, very pleasing. Now, verse number 29 in Romans 8 tells us what he ultimately is doing. And I'll just give it to you. You can read it if you like. But Romans 8:28, we know that all things, he's working all things together for good. But in verse number 29, he says that he is conforming us. He is conforming us to the image of his Son. So whatever place you may find yourself in, just know this, the ultimate goal in all of that suffering, all of the setback, the ultimate goal is to make you more like Jesus. The ultimate goal in my life, he has for me, the things that I agree with that the Lord is doing, the things that I don't agree with, but I go along with because I want to be obedient, the end game for that is he's trying to conform me to the image of his Son. And tonight we need to remember that. We need to remember to be patient during tribulation, those times of pressure, because the Lord just might be doing something great in your life. Paul says this in Acts, I'll just give it to you, in Acts 20, in verse number 24. He says, "But none of these things move me." None of these things move me. And you know about the life of Paul, his missionary journeys, and all the things that he was faced with, and all the ups and all the downs. Verse number 22 of that same chapter, Paul says, "Not knowing the things that should befall me there." He says, "I'm not even sure what's going to happen tomorrow in the city that I'm going to." He said, "But I'm not going to allow those fears, tomorrow's fears, to move me from my obedience today," is what Paul says. He says that none of these things move me. None of the times that I was done wrong for preaching the gospel. Even the time he was taken outside of Lystra and stoned and left for dead. Even then, that did not cripple Paul's performance. He says, "None of these things move me." Paul says he's not sure about what's going on tomorrow, but he is going to be steadfast. And so he writes here, "Be patient in tribulation." Tonight, there's one more thing I want to mention. And that is where he says, "Continuing instant in prayer." So we're to remember to remain when things get difficult. But lastly, we're to remember to rely on the power of prayer. Cannot be emphasized enough. Something that is so free for the taking, but yet so unutilized. is that time in your quiet place. The time there at the throne, in the throne room of God, the Bible tells us. He says, continuing instant in prayer. What I think this means is the unremitting care of a thing. It means that whatever you're praying for, keep praying for it. If it's some kind of care you have, some kind of concern for yourself or another, let it be an unremitting care for that thing. Keep on praying. Keep on asking. Keep on seeking. Keep on knocking. And Paul says right here in the middle of this chapter that we are to continue an instant in prayer. Just having this attitude of prayer, maintaining this thought pattern of prayer for the things in our life. He says, be in constant readiness. So in the midst of it all, we should rely on the power of prayer. Continue to pray. We must pray, number one, in order to be patient in tribulation. That's how we receive our energy spiritually. We engage in prayer with the Lord and we receive our spiritual energy. And much of these words and verses, they build on one another. Verse number 12, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. Well, the basis of that is continuing instant in prayer. Prayer, again, is so unutilized and is so free for the taking. So we must pray in order to be patient in tribulation. The mind is renewed by prayer. You remember when Peter, James, and John, they were in the garden and the cross scene was getting close. And it was that inner circle. Jesus told them to sit ye here and pray while I go yonder. And we know that he checked on them and they were asleep. Jesus went a little farther and fell on his face and he prayed. He prayed. But in Matthew 26:40, you can look at it later if you like. Jesus asked this sobering question, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Is basically what he says. Verse 41 says, watch and pray that ye enter not to temptation. 1 hour is what he said. Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray. That's how we move forward. That's how we persevere, is when we get plugged up to Jesus. Continuing instant in prayer. Patient in tribulation. Rejoicing in hope. Just a simple sermon tonight, dealing with things we should never forget. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for who you are, for the things that you do. Lord, we feel that these three simple things ought to be repeated and probably more often than we do. But let us tonight remember, Lord, that we should be patient during times of stress and anxiety, ultimately because you're in control. Lord, help us to remember to always go to you in prayer. Let that be our foundation. Even when, especially when times are good, help us make deposits of prayer so that when those times come, we're not blown to pieces by the storms in our lives. Father, we just love you tonight. We're looking for your return, whether you choose to take us by the grave or whether we see you in the sky. We're rejoicing tonight. We're cheering up because you have placed this confident expectation that this is not the end. It's just the beginning. We love you tonight. We thank you. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You stand to your feet tonight. We'll give a verse of invitation. If you'd like to come and pray at the altar, do so. Those watching on Facebook, this is your invitation as well. invitations to all tonight. You might want to take advantage of it. Those watching your virtual invitation, you might say everything's going fine in my life. Well, make some deposits of prayer. Some deposits of prayer. Anybody else tonight? Those watching on Facebook, is all well with you? Run to Jesus tonight. Tell him about your struggles. He has a way of changing our perception of things. Strengthen this dear couple tonight. Softly, if you need to respond, this is the Lord's service. Man, that'll be enough playing tonight. We appreciate that, Brother David. And we appreciate you being here. Feels like we did a punt tonight. And we threw the Hail Mary this morning. But we hope something was said that was beneficial to you this evening. And those watching, we appreciate you as well. Let's just band together in prayer each and every day in our own personal lives and pray for one another. And if there's ever a time that we need to lift up one another, it's now. And so, anyway, anything to mention? Anybody have any word to share before we close? Love you guys and love your family. That's what a Christian family is supposed to do. Pray for one another. All right. Anybody else before we conclude? All right. Well, we will be dismissed in a word of prayer. And everybody have a great week. And we'll have a little bit more information each service concerning all the other ministries we have, reopening and different things. It may seem like we're going super slow, but we're making some efforts. We're moving forward. So just hang in there a little bit longer. All right. will be dismissed. Brother Selon, would you close us in prayer?